I've called on Donegal County Council to liaise with the Department of Marine to seek emergency permission to allow for dredging works to take place in Maharorty towards the end of this week when the tides suit. There's a situation which is unfolding now in Maharorty whereby local fishing boats, ferry operators, etc. can't access the pier because the sand has built up too high. And it causes massive dangers for people entering the harbour, people that are depending on the harbour and the pier there for their livelihood. And we must not and should not be preventing people from earning money through their own fishing industry. And I'm calling on this council. They have to dredge the pier anyway. I'm calling on them to do it this week when the tides suit, and to allow for the pier to remain operational and open, and not to leave it another month or 2 months whereby the pier would be closed within that interim period, meaning that people would lose massively by way of money, massively by way of employment, and also the islands of Tory and Inishbofin would have massive difficulties infrastructurally getting both into the mainland and out from the island through the port of Maharorty.
Now, dredging work, it's okay in the short term, but it can be expensive and it doesn't solve the overall problem in the long term.
Well, in my opinion, I suppose when the new pier was built in Maharorty, had the council engineers and indeed the consultants who were employed by Donegal County Council listened to local fishermen and pier users at that stage, there would be no need now for dredging. The local fishermen and users of the pier had indicated and outlined that there was a need for a breakwater, a groin or a seawall to be erected. But the consultants and the council didn't take that on board. As a result, we now find ourselves seeking funding to carry out consultancy reports, to carry out construction and design for the seawall that was identified by the locals as being needed at that time. And what this in effect would do would mean that the sand won't get in as far as the pier, that it will build up behind a seawall which will be built parallel to the pier, but it would mean that the pier would remain functional throughout the year and that there would be no further dredging works needed there. So in essence, what we're proposing to do is to save the council money in the long run, but it would involve a massive capital investment in the short term, something that is needed, something from a value for money point of view must be done, and something from a point of view of keeping the pier open throughout the year and years ahead must be done, and must be done sooner rather than later.
But in reality, this massive capital investment for a seawall, it's not going to be available.
Well, that's not something I would agree with. Having, I suppose, assessed and reassessed and studied proposals which locals and desktop studies which consultants would have carried out, I'm of the opinion that a seawall can be erected fairly cheap, fairly economically. It needn't be the highest form of construction by way of concrete. I mean, there is a vast and massive amount of boulders, rocks, which provides better sea armour towards the sea than concrete ever does anyway. And it would allow for the swish motion of the waves to get in, but also break the wave, which would allow for the pier to be much safer. I'm of the opinion myself personally that €100,000 should erect the seawall or the groin within the locality there. And this would have twofold. It would keep the pier open, keep it safer for people who are using it, which is of the optimum importance. And as well as that, save money in that the council wouldn't have the necessity to dredge it every 10, 11 or 12 months.